could kill us all.
On the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting live from somewhere in the early 21st century. This is the first little podcast, the worst little podcast, something like that, in the world. And I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Down. With me by my side is my good friend, Chewy.
Ahoy.
He's in the house. No Woo. Nick, no Kim, but of course Dick is here. We've always got Dick.
Always.
We've got Luke Westerberg, and a wormhole could kill us all today.
Talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
What's up, Rory?
Hello.
Hey, Chewy.
How you doing, man?
I miss you, brother.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Thanks, man.
You're looking rangy and strong here.
Yeah, I'm rangy as hell.
Yeah. No, like your shirt doesn't fit you anymore.
Is that the opposite of robust?
Yeah,
you're kind of getting a little ripped
here. I lost some weight, and then I just got back from Texas when I was down there and gained a little bit more back.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard not to gain weight in Texas. The food's so good.
True that.
Yeah. But not that much.
Looking a bit obtuse there.
I'm obtuse also.
Ooh. Hey, what's obtuse?
There's no obtuse people in Texas.
Bullshit.
It's just state. Confusing people. But
bullshit. It's a state full of obtuse people.
The whole state is obtuse.
Yeah. They don't know. I asked them if they were obtuse and they looked at me funny.
Outside of Alaska.
Yeah. There's a lot of people down there.
True.
I went to Houston, which is might as well be Los Angeles.
Oh, no, Houston's enormous.
Yeah.
It's Vegas and L.A. and the Bay kind of smushed.
Damn. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Houston's creepy. It's
warm
like
weather.
A giant strip.
Finally got
90-degree
weather after the winter here in Reno. It was nice to be down there where it was nice and sunny and warm.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, and that's a great time of year to be in the South. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because it's not hot as fuck yet, but it's really just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no,
but then now I get back home. It's gorgeous here finally.
So, win-win.
Yeah. Finally.
Oh, but don't worry. There's going to be second, third winter here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Give it a week.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't plant your crops yet. There's still snow atop pea vine.
A lot of it.
A lot. I think it's going to take a minute before pea vine kind of cools off there.
Fuck it.
Hey, welcome to the spring weather report with the worst little podcast.
It's nice in Houston, it's nice in Reno, and it's nice, I'm sure, wherever else you might be listening to us from.
Yeah.
Like you, Ron, there in Florida.
Indeed.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
All right, good show, guys.
All right. See you guys next week.
Yeah, I can go to bed now.
Hey, Rick, how was your week?
It was fucking great. I spent the weekend with recording the amazing Gina Rose.
She's great.
The 11 tracks for her next album.
I bet she's getting great.
Ooh, hell yeah.
It's so fucking... We had so much fun. And this is the part where it was just her and I getting the tracks ready, and then she's going to bring in other people to track a bunch of drums and shit on top of them, and it's going to be great.
But, oh, okay. Nice.
But
nice.
The initial tracks...
Just lay it down.
Yeah.
Nice.
So much fun.
You still have yet to play and experiment with shit.
Right, right. Yeah. It's just the basic stuff, which is amazing, so... So, yeah, that was hella fun. And I became Episcopalian over the weekend.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Happy Easter, my friend.
I didn't realize that they can only the bishop can do it, and so the bishop had to show up. And then,
he only goes to town like once a year, Easter Bunny?
Twice a year, but yeah, exactly.
Did he look deeply into your eyes and judge whether or not you were
It was
able?
Weirder than that.
Really?
He had the bishop hat on. They bring the special bishop chair over to the front of the steps.
Are you allowed to say
Did you
this?
Do it at Easter?
It's a Saturday service before Easter. 2.5-hour service where they baptized 100 people.
Thank
and
you
they,
for
oh
not
my
inviting
God.
Riku.
No, nobody can come because it would have been.
Is it the vigil?
No, the vigil was overnight on Wednesday night, I think. And that they did a vigil fucking overnight where all night you could just sit in the church and pray.
There's a Saturday vigil, that Riku was not trained for because 13-year-olds are not meant to sit that long.
Oh, Jesus. What, she would hate that. She can't sit still when everything is happening, let alone if nothing was happening. For fuck's sake.
Well, congratulations, Rick.
She's like, are they going to...
So, but what they do, they roll the bishop chair up to the front of the steps, and then they put little pads down on the steps, and then you, one at a time, we had to go over and get on our knees
in front of the
bishop in the bishop chair with the hat in front of the entire congregation, and then he put his bishop hands on our heads one at a time and like blessed us, and now we're Episcopalian.
That's awesome.
Is no water involved? Or?
No, there were people getting baptized, but I was already baptized, so they didn't have to do that to me.
You just had
to
get
your conversion.
Or the bishop touch?
You are now officially a Protestant.
Yes, officially on the... Well, and I was on the rolls with another church, but they died. They didn't die. They closed.
Episcopalians are...
The church died.
That's a real big
time. The people are fine.
Did you ever renounce Catholicism harshly?
I guess I have. Well, no, and I
do
joined
you guys
the...
do communion and stuff? I mean, you still got...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just like Catholicism with all the bullshit.
That's how I feel about my Lutheran
church. It's the Church of England, so didn't they form so that a dude could get divorced and bang some other chick?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, that's sad. Well,
and, yeah, they're really cool with, like, chicks and gays.
Yeah, there's a lot less Latin priesthood nonsense
and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, and it turns out they're really super like whatever you believe is cool, kind of. They're not. Yeah, I looked for all their rules, and there were none.
This is what big part of why I let Uncle Ricky take my daughter to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good.
You're such a... No, you're not the good example. It's
you go to the one over there on the street above the river, right?
Yep. Yes, yes.
That,
Rainbow,
that nice big
Rainbow
concrete building, yeah.
Or what is I
it,
just
Island
drop
Avenue?
The girl off at the corner, and she goes scampers up those church steps and comes out a couple hours later.
Comes out a better person.
She's going to get kidnapped.
No. I mean, but I don't think it's the church's fault. She's not a better person. She's just an ornery little child of mine.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I don't know what Vietnam is like.
What was it like?
And I bet if you ask her that, she'll just go, what? At any rate, over the weekend, I got to abandon Riku at home as a babysitter and go to Good Luck Macbeth and check out Equus this past weekend.
Oh, my God.
Where did they move to?
Oh, we're over at 124 Taylor Street. Thank you.
Okay.
We are no longer next to Shays.
I know. We were in front of Shays. That's why we asked.
So you know where the Lucky 7, the 777, like motel mini mart is? Mm-hmm. If that's Taylor Street.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if you go up Taylor towards Plumas, we're about two blocks up on the opposite side. It's the old Musician Union Hall.
Okay.
And so we get to use this great old place that was designed for, you know, people in the industry and performers.
Perfect.
And we've turned it into this really wonderful theater space.
That's awesome.
We've gotten to reuse and do a lot with the old PA system that was already in existence.
Perfect.
Some of it actually
Sweet
really
deal.
Worked. I mean, we're modernizing, don't get us wrong. Mm-hmm. But we did have access to this really cool old building that had not, like, fallen into disrepair.
That's awesome.
And we put on one of the most controversial and shocking postmodern dramas.
Does the band
in
the comic
70s.
Know what Equus is?
Have any of you heard
not.
Of Equus?
It's this insane play about like
about a
young kid who has a weird sexual thing with a horse, and you end up getting naked.
No.
Dude, if he describes riding the horse to orgasm, it's sexual. Okay,
he has a religious thing about the horse.
That involves
a sexual thing with
him
the girl.
Being naked and having an orgasm.
Did he happen to be a cowboy?
There is full frontal nudity. It is not a show for minors. But
have you had little kids showing up and had to turn them away?
No.
And their parents are like, we're very open-minded.
Pick and shovel minors?
Miners can show. Clampers can come, but their orphans may not. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a kid, you can come in.
Okay. Just don't bring the kid with you.
All right. Yeah, don't bring the kid with you at all. Unless your kid has had a kid, then that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bam.
But no, it's a psychological
thing
about there's religion, there's a family, there's sex, there's
is there a rotating stage?
Is there a real life horse?
No.
Huh.
There's not a real life horse. There. Okay, so I gave a big shout out to her, and there's pictures of it if you check it out on Facebook. Lindsay Langsdale is our costume director over at Good Luck Macbeth. Oh yeah, full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors. I love saying that. No, it's so much fun. I love being a part of the theater and not acting in it because I suck. Lindsay is our costume director, and she put together these wireframe horses' heads and clip-cloppy shoe attachments.
Nice.
And there's a number of actors who are horses in the show, and it's just – it's fantastic looking. We've built this entirely new set where in the center of the stage is a rotating circle that is shifted at different points to change point. Like
Joe was over here when they were setting that up, and he was like,
sweating his
hope
pants.
It's gonna, I hope this is gonna work. So it works, right?
Oh, it works marvelously.
That is so awesome.
It's a really great addition to the space as far as the staging. It's on three sides. It's not quite in the round, but it is on three sides, so it is a little more of an immersive theatrical experience than just sitting in front of a stage.
Is that running for a while? Is it going to be?
Yeah, we just opened this past weekend, and so as you're hearing the show, you'll still have two more weekends, including Thursday and Wednesday performances, and on the 29th, the 28th, forgive me, the 29th, I believe, though, it's Pay What You Want. Give us a dollar vote. Come
That's
see
awesome.
The show and pay us afterwards.
Hell yeah.
We're doing that on the 29th and I believe the
feedback.
May 5th or 3rd. Check out the Facebook event. It's Equus, brought to you by Good Luck Macbeth. It's really wonderful, and we've got two events where it's going to pay what you want. Come see the show, and then give us what you want afterwards. If you didn't like it, don't give us anything. If you really loved it, hey, help a theater out, right?
Pay what you want. I can afford that.
I'll pay a dollar per inch.
Hey, there you go.
A horse is going to cost you some money.
You know, a horse is... Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
And Nugget's got a big nugget.
I was gonna say.
I'm so excited. And if you gotta see this.
No, you really should. It is. It's a really profound piece. Bruca did it a number of years ago, and a number of the actors who were in that show have been able to be a part of this show in different roles.
Yes. We've covered that on the show because we had Jamie on.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's really excited. Dave Richards also as well. So please go, come see our show. Come see how a wonderful thing that we did.
I'm so excited. Yeah, and so it was great. You saw it. It's great. It's wonderful.
Oh, dude, I took
You're
my
on
wife
the board.
Opening night. And...
Would you tell us if it was terrible?
No. Yeah. Dude, I'm a catty bitch.
You're right.
I mean, you can tell. Rory just wouldn't talk about it.
I'm not a good liar, really. I can bald-faced tell you fake trivia facts, but when you ask my opinion about things, it's really obvious when I'm bullshitting you. let's have a song.
Well, we've been engaging all these.
Bands.
Okay, because we've been engaging all these people. Everybody's been talking, and the audience has no idea who they are.
No, right. I want to. Let's. How many songs do we all have? We've got like two many
like
songs
10.
To get through.
We've got four more.
And then
you
and
have
then,
four more, and you've got at least one.
He could do.
Yeah, I have like eight here. Yeah. They're all
right.
Like a minute
no.
long.
You know
so.
What?
This is gonna be a song heavy show.
we're gonna leap over to our comic entertainment for the evening. I think.
Okay.
Luke Westerberg, welcome to the show.
Westberg.
Westberg. Sorry.
No herb.
Okay, but herb is that okay?
Yeah, herb is fine.
Okay. Okay.
And Luke, you're a comic.
Yeah,
local.
I'm a local comic. I founded Dead Panda Comedy, and we have like a ton of shows coming up. We have one this Friday, the 26th.
Are you a troupe?
Wait,
or is
I'm
it just
look,
you?
He's got
is
all
that
these
what you call it
here.
When you masturbate?
He's given us bracelets, and he's got all these flyers. Reno Improv at 695 Willow Street.
Shit, and it's just one, like, that's all it does?
Just right there.
Willow Street.
Yeah, it's
Where's
on the
that?
Corner
it's
of, like,
there.
It's Stupid right land. Off of Wells.
Yeah, yeah dude, it's Willow right there is. In town, man.
I don't know where Willow is. Where's that at? Is it by the Marquetón?
There's, like, Juicy's Burgers.
Yeah.
It's, like,
yeah.
a block up
it's
from
It's right
that.
By Stewart?
No, exactly.
Yeah. Shit.
It's on that area between Wells and...
How have I never seen it? I drive past this every day.
Walking distance
It's by this, like,
Peace
Dojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right by Jub Jub's, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got this awesome guy coming in from Oakland, Samson Koletkar. He's like a Indian Jewish comedian. So
that's a made up name.
Well, like, he calls himself Mahatma Moses.
And he's got people on this bill like this Pat Shillito.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Don't know what you're talking about.
Jackass.
We love you, Pat.
Okay. I'll make sure he listens.
All right, play a song, and then we'll talk more.
We've been trying to make people
listen
for a long
time. Yeah, this is a song
time.
I would play for a potential lover before I would potentially love her.
I'm listening.
Nice. Hey, girl, I just need you to know this ain't my first rodeo. I've been with a few hoes, so. I've got those STDs, communicable venereal disease. I've got itches, blisters, rashes, mites. What burning sensation will I contract tonight? Catching STDs like Pokemon. Whoa, gotta catch them all. Oh no, what happened to my balls? Whoa, gotta catch them all. Wanna get a Pikachu, but I just got a level 23. Herpy.
Yeah, all right, Luke.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Okay. And then we're going to turn to the other side of the room.
Perfect.
to the band, three people in this room, and of course, the drummer.
I've been down in the drummer dungeon.
I'm in the basement.
No, who you? I don't hear who's talking. Nobody is talking
right now.
That's
Billy. Down to the basement.
I really wanted to introduce Spencer first, but okay, I guess we'll start with Billy in the basement.
Billy!
Studio C!
Hi, basement
See
Billy.
You next Tuesday.
Do we Billy. Still turn all the lights off down there?
Right. And the shackles.
Yeah. Billy's turn your headlamp on, Billy.
It's kind of scary down here.
Billy's not from around here.
No.
Did you find any gold yet?
Nope. But up here in the studio, we have like a super group of past guests of the show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And good friends.
This is his first time.
Yeah, this is actually my first
time. Is it
time.
Your first time here?
We're but popping see, the chairs.
Well, his band has been on, but he wasn't here.
Yeah. I think last time my band.
What was your band?
I used to play drums in Los Pistoleros.
Oh, right. And, yeah, back at one point in time.
I think last time I was having my baby. And,
that's right.
Our singer.
He's having my baby.
Was in jail.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Chris was in jail.
Yeah.
And so.
Where's he
so
now?
Julio.
Doing
and,
much better.
Aww, it's sad. It's not a good answer, you guys.
We're not going to go into that.
Not. We miss him.
Doing much better.
We miss you, Chris.
We do miss you, Chris.
Sorry you're not here with us. But, yeah. So just Julio and Andy came in and did the show. So.
Oh, right.
And we just played songs off the album because.
Speaking of baby making machines, fucking Julio.
Yeah, he's got like three of them now. Yes, sir.
It's awesome.
But no, Spencer. I wanted to give you Spencer Eldridge. I wanted to give you the big friend shout out for coming through for me back in the HQ days in the last fall here.
No problem.
Coming through on short notice and doing a show with me.
Oh yeah.
And
good job, Spencer.
Busting out original songs for an hour.
Shout out to this guy I know, Justin Beaver. That's my side project.
Yep.
Word.
And then, of course, we've got the Bodhi.
Hello.
Matt.
How you doing,
Hola.
Matt?
Pretty good. How's everybody doing?
First time you were on the show was with...
It was a long-ass time ago with the old Sparks.
Yeah. Delmar was the first.
Delmar, yes.
STD was the second.
Yep. Yeah.
And now this band, and then you'll probably see me later with Lost Idea.
Lost Idea, punk band. Yep.
We played last night with Call the Cops at Shays with Starving Wolves. It was a pretty good show.
Saturday.
Pictures look pretty cool. That show last night. Yeah. And then of course we got the Lucas Grimes here.
Hello.
From the Grime Dog.
Lucas,
how's it going?
Three of some of my favorite punk rockers in Reno. Right.
Hell yeah! Thanks, man.
I knew Spencer would be here, but I didn't realize I'd get you guys too.
It was a surprise. Surprise.
It's a surprise.
The last thing I said to my wife when I left the house was, shit, I really don't want to do this tonight. But at least the band name is Wormholes Could Kill Us All. I mean, if they're named that, they can't be all that bad.
We're all right.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, sure. We got to redeem ourselves.
Did we do that?
We'll be right back.
Fuck me.
Hell yeah.
God damn you guys.
Man, when you walk past the bar and that shit's playing, you gotta go inside.
That's good time music.
We've only played one show so far.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They actually made us play twice at the end of the first set. They're like, one more set.
They said play one more song.
We only got five songs. It doesn't matter.
We just played them again.
Play it again.
Play it again.
We did.
Yeah.
This is an amazing running into all these guys. Like, I just randomly met him. I moved here like 6 months ago, and we put all this together in like 4 months. It's crazy.
No shit. Ran into the right three motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real.
An all-nighter at Shays is never a bad thing when you get a band and a job out of it.
If you come out of it with a band, cool. If you come out of it with a chlamydia, no. Awesome.
Yeah, there's a...
Like, what kind of job?
Could be both.
Just a blowjob or...
Well, a couple different jobs. One made me money, so that was cool.
There you go.
The blowjob. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. One took all my money.
Hey. You know, when I first got off the bus in Reno, and a guy offered me to pay me to let him blow me.
That's when I knew I hit gold.
I'm pretty sure I would have ended up dead had I taken up that offer.
How much money, though?
Not for a long
time. Right, yeah. You're like, $75?
$1,000? You might have been a good 7 to 10 years after that.
Ah, Reno.
The biggest, smallest place. That's what I heard.
You heard right.
Biggest, smelliest place.
That guy's cool. Shout out to Wiley Savage. Got to catch their set
on Rory.
Saturday.
Yeah. Rory, they found out what country Martin's from.
He's from Wiley Savage.
Poland.
Oh, he wouldn't tell us. He just kept saying Europe.
He should be proud. Right, Poland's a great country. Poland makes the best vodka in the world.
Vaclav Havel. See, I know Polish things.
I always thought of Polish dudes as just having big, fat, uncucked dicks.
You watch a lot of the wrong kind of television.
Right? Every Polish guy I've ever seen him born.
But he watched the right kind of internet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right. Remind me not to go to that website.
What website?
You got to be reminded.
Dirty cocksucker.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't supposed to go.
BigPolishDicks.com.
That kids in the hall sketch with the salt in the eye. What'd my mom say about putting salt in my eye? I can't remember.
Always remember to never put salt in your eye.
Always remember to never put salt in your eye.
Always put salt in your eye.
Always salt your eye.
I always do that wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
And when you put the salt in your eye, you have to throw a handful of it over your shoulder.
Indeed.
That's what they do in Poland.
For
the wee folk. So the pixies don't kill you in your sleep. That's how the world works, kids.
Yep. Sorry. Bye. That's the way it is.
Black Francis and Kim Deal will come to your house and kill you at night unless you throw salt over your shoulder.
Because you don't know, YouTube that Kids in the Hall Salt in the Eye sketch, and then you'll know what we're talking about.
Well, we just did the sketch. That's pretty much it.
They're much more talented than us.
No,
ours is with, like, old wee folk with the Pixies.
Yeah,
the band.
Stop. You're scaring me, man.
All right.
Now we have to explain the joke, Joey.
Just look it up.
The choke, Joey. I shouldn't talk right now. Hey, Luke, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
So you've got this upcoming show this next weekend with Samson over on Willow Street, but you've got more flyers here. You've got a bunch of shit to plug.
Well, like, next month, well, this month we have one show, next month we have four. I guess one is
What do you
Truckee
got against April?
Well, like, we just started this thing in February, so we're sort of ramping up.
Oh, okay.
But this next month, we have two in Reno, one in Fallon, and one in Truckee.
Oh, nice. So you're not locked into any one venue.
Correct.
You're a troupe in the traveling regional sense of the word. Word,
yes.
Comical musical gypsy.
Yeah, so right now there's just a couple of the other guys with me. We might bring more people into the fold.
Sexually.
You go to Fallon and do it, you might meet some funny people out there.
Yeah, but yeah, like, the events.
Really?
Yeah, I've met some pretty, like, drunk assholes in Fallon. We've done a couple shows.
Nah, you don't say.
No, they're actually, I have friends who live in Fallon and stuff, and they're...
Would
drunk
they
heckle, drunk?
Yeah. Would they get drunk and heckle comics?
I wouldn't call them.
What
asshole.
Else do you do out there?
Okay. No, but they really appreciate, like, quality comedy out there.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
not much to do. So when you throw a show, they'll fucking be there.
Same thing with playing music out in the aforementioned hinterlands from Fallon to Ely and Elko.
Throughout.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about the Fallon show. We got Brian Lee starring in it.
Yeah,
he moved here from Pittsburgh. And the deal with it, it's all the proceeds go to veteran charities.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's on this Armed Forces Day. They're having a whole big festival and carnival and shit like that and DJ. And then we're sort of like the after party that people can go to. So.
Very nice.
How many people are in your troop?
Just myself, Michael Graham, Dylan Lusk. And we'll see from there.
Right on. No, yeah. But hey, like, you got to start somewhere.
We're all, like, yeah. Sort of young, hungry comics, and hopefully we're going to be doing and some touring.
And you're not working. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that on the
not
air.
What?
I'm going to I'll say something to you after the air.
Okay. Am I going to be offended?
You're not working for any local comic sweatshops. That's all I'm saying.
He's not being turned out.
No. No, because we love all of our comedy scene in Reno because it's really small and word gets around.
That's cryptic.
Hi, Vicky. I know you listen every week.
Vicky Gordon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Multiple time guests to the show.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know Vicky listens, so I throw out occasional shows.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if any other comics visited.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we like comics. Send your other friends here for other shows. Yeah. We're happy
to
have you guys on.
Dylan, these are like his friends coming in next month. So we're putting on a show with John Pridmore and Cooper Leiden. They're both from LA.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, super funny.
Yes, bring out of town people to network up here. That's awesome. Mm. Now, I want to ask you a real serious question.
Yeah.
Be funny. Can you be funny right now?
I can try.
That's like
the most impossible thing.
No.
To...
Yeah. How about this? Do you want to throw another song out?
Oh, yeah, totally. I can do
Because your
that.
Songs are funny, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
And my, damn it, guitar strap
I have a song
stuck.
About gonorrhea syphilates. I caught that one time.
The gonorrhea syphilates?
Yeah.
Did you do one about STDs? You got one about getting your ass kicked?
Okay. So I care about the environment. Getting my ass
kicked. It's a slow burn.
I have, like, no idea who's talking half the time. I'm like, oh,
well, there are two. There are
must
two
be the drummer
not...
or the person in the.
Yeah.
Looking
yeah.
around. I'm like, who the fuck?
I do the same thing every week too, so don't worry.
Okay, so this song, it's about the environment, which I care about, and more specifically about the ocean's food chain.
All of the environments?
Mainly just the ocean and its food chain. Plankton need the sun. Fish eat the plankton. Sharks eat the fish just like sharks ate my Uncle Steve. Sorry. Yeah. Uncle Steve, he's my dad's brother, but I guess now he's my dad's half-brother. Not sure how that works, but, you know. And then I have other jokes going along with that, but I'm not going to bore you. Anyway.
I feel like you care more about your Uncle Steve.
And then cross that song off the list.
Yeah, done. Not going to play that again.
I really want you to finish that song.
And, tell me more about Uncle Steve.
Well, like, there are some songs that, like, it'll be 30 seconds long, and then I'll write another part to it. Sort of like
we're a surf band. We like anything about the
ocean. I have a song about Home Depot, which... Yeah. It was like a 20-second song, then I added another 20 seconds to it.
Nice.
You wanna hear that?
It's like a segmented worm, slowly growing.
I might...
Like a jokey caterpillar.
Yeah, yes. I might write a third part to it, but we'll see.
Dome Depot, all your dome needs.
I'll go ahead and play it if that's fine. I hope that Home Depot's open, cause Lowe's is closed. I wanna get a stone, I gotta get a shovel, so I can bury my pet hamster, Carlos. Rest in peace, S.A. Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak. Carlos, oh Carlos, you were a wonderful hamster buddy. Oh Carlos, oh Carlos, he liked curling up in a ball and sleeping. Oh, Carlos liked cigarlos, and he liked eating celery. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Carlos. I feel close to him now.
Me too. I feel like he was my hamster.
He's in the giant hamster ball in the sky now.
He's running on that wheel, you know. down the hamster hole.
It sounds like a great idea, the
chewing
hamster ball,
a piece
but
of word.
But then like you see him and there's just poo that's rattling around.
Oh no! And then the pee pools and then it like it spins over and at some point it falls on their fur.
Imagine if you just
and then
run.
You take them out and you cuddle with them and put them to your face and just that pee stained fur and you rub your nose.
They bite you on the nose and you fucking throw them across the room.
Not anymore though.
I liked when
Rick used to have a rat that lived in his hoodie.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. That was a good rat.
When I was a goth kid, we had rats. and it would go in my sleeve of my giant trench coat.
No, this is real.
And so I would open up my trench coat, and in the armpit of my trench coat, there would be a little rat head. And I would give him food, and he would drink out of my mouth.
Man, that's goth as fuck, Rick.
And then so his body and his tail.
And by goth means homeless.
His body and his I had a home
Mother
at my mom's
Rick.
House. And then his body and his tail like hung down my sleeve, and so I would feel the poo happen, and I would just shake my sleeve, and it would fall out.
And the pee
gangster.
Would just soak into your armpit.
No, a funny thing, rats are really good pets. Whenever it needed to pee, it would frantically be like, I need out, I need out, and I would take it out, and it would just piss. One time I was at a church,
well, that's weird,
and it just
they don't
pissed
have a sphincter
all over
muscle.
The,
yeah. the, like,
all
the,
over
the marble ground. Floor at the church. Yeah.
What was its name?
There were several. There was, shit, I had one rat named Acephagus phalanges.
What?
I was a goth kid.
What does that even mean?
None of these fuckers ever bit you.
Phalanges.
And then esophagus was just a mispronunciation of esophagus. Right. Thank you. And then I had one named Pastorella pestis, which is anybody? It totally is. It's the name of the bubonic plague. And when she had to go to the doctor once, and the doctor was like, "Oh, I hope she doesn't have her name." Yeah. One time I had a whole litter, and then she got a mammary gland infection, and then she died, and so it was this dead cold mother with all these babies.
Oh, it was so sad.
Good
oh my god.
And little pink babies, they can't pee unless their mother licks their genitals, and that causes the pee and poop to come out, and then they eat it, and that's how their nest stays clean. And if they don't lick their genitals, the poo doesn't come out. So I had to get a little warm fucking Q-tip with warm water on it, and rub it over their genitals, and pee and poo would come out, and you would hear them go.
I'm so glad. It was so awful.
Hey Rick, no wonder you turned out the way
you
are.
Oh God.
Luke, you got to write a song about
that. Is it possible to unlearn things? Do you have some like
you
some
know,
sort of drugs?
That should be a sub motto of this show.
I fed them with a little bottle and stuff, but then I took them to a pet shop and they took them and put them with other rat mothers and they
sold them. The rat mothers were sold. You adopted them all out. Sold to snake owners.
Did you sell them like for 20 cents a piece?
They just took them. I was so freaked out. I was like, I have a dead rat and all these babies, and I can't handle this.
I can't even deal.
I'm working at a pizza place. I'm scrawny.
Oh, was this in the Robin Hood days?
In your hood?
I don't think I have any pictures of my rats.
Was that the Robin Hood days, Rick, when you were living in the aforementioned
studio? No, that was before the Robin Hood days when I lived at Grand Canyon and Locust.
Was that the studio apartment separated by sheets?
Yes.
Before you could afford to live on Robin Hood?
Divided by sheets. We hung sheets from the ceiling. Exactly. And then one day we moved to Robin Hood to a bigger, nicer place.
Oh, my God. Those of you who are really old, Reno, are dying and falling off your seats and crashing your cars.
We've all lived on Robin Hood at some point in our lives, haven't we?
Yeah, fuck yeah, everybody has. And that same exact apartment layout that we all know so well.
I lived at the one that's right between Brinkby and Robin Hood at the Aquarius Apartments for a while.
And mine was the ones on the outer corner of where Robin Hood curves. Yeah, where Robin Hood curves.
The one with
the round one. Where Robin Hood turns, like how Robin Hood has a bend
in
it.
One of those standard ones right there. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
$16.50 a month, no pets.
Jesus Christ, are you fucking serious?
I'm making that up.
I wouldn't
really
be surprised the way things have gone up. But I remember running into a friend of mine and she said, you live in Robin Hood? And I said, yeah. And she said, man, they call that because there ain't nothing in there but a bunch of Robin Hoods.
Gunshots quite frequently back when I lived there.
It was a nice apartment.
Early 90s.
You said to walk through the neighborhood to get to it.
Art guys.
Was the warehouse market still open when you were there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah this is like 93.
Yeah. So, hey, long we might have been neighbors.
Fuck yeah, I bet we were.
You probably were.
Just like me and Nick were both at a couple shows and never knew each other.
You were at his wedding.
Yes.
And you didn't know Nick until a decade and a half later.
Nick was just Janita's cute new husband. Yeah. I knew his wife. I didn't know her. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, let's Wormhole. Want to have another song?
Oh yeah.
Let's wormhole.
Let's do this.
Which one are we doing, guys?
Spanky's Tower.
Worm your hole into my ear.
Spanky's Tower.
In his pants.
I'm Spanky, by the way.
You don't know.
It sucked you right into the black hole of the wormhole. Yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah, you guys.
What does your band sound like, Riku?
It's have you heard? It's pretty good.
It's called Princess Bombs.
I got what? A sticker on That's my truck. Awesome. She's actually in a band.
It's me and her. Yeah.
That's right.
No, it's not. It's, no.
It's okay. You don't need talent in Reno.
So true.
Just an idea and a dream.
I don't know. I think Fat Mike said it best. He said, "You don't need talent, just need attitude."
Mm. Yeah, ding. Hi, welcome to the worst little podcast.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, our success is the fact that we just don't stop.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
Middle of the ninth season. Hey, my Mondays are open from now until retirement.
Until they get
And
they
after
cancel
retirement,
us.
They're doubly open. We'll do two episodes a day.
That's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Yeah, that's retirement. Could you imagine the show we're going to do after retirement?
We'll do it daily.
Yeah, why not?
It'd be a daily 2-hour show. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, well, that's, we're all in our mid to late 40s now. We could probably look forward to that soon.
Yep.
Just enough time to get investiture in a job.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's sad. I'm depressed now.
My knees hurt.
Talking about that mouse or the rat living in your armpit for all those years didn't depress you, but that does.
No, living through it depressed.
God, rats are great pets.
They are. I think rodents make good pets. Yeah. We had a guinea pig for a long time that was the sweetest animal.
Very nocturnal, those guinea pigs.
Well, they're just happy.
Yeah. My friend had a hamster named Hata. It was pretty fucking
I had a hamster too.
He'd carry him around in his pocket. He'd ride his beach cruise around Yosemite, and he had this fucking hamster in his pocket. He's like, Hanta, 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 don't you want that? It's fucking weird.
Yeah. Here's my Hanta virus.
Hamsters are good pets, too.
I don't know about ferrets, though.
I've never had one.
They musky. Smell terrible.
Very musky. They do stink.
My brother, he got loose and he bit through the drywall and lived in the wall.
Yeah.
And he could never catch
it. Oh, yeah, that totally
wall,
happens.
Yeah.
That's rad. And you can't do anything about it.
No.
Rabbits are kind of filthy creatures, too. They don't care if they pee on themselves.
Well, you know, mice don't even have a sphincter. They just shit whenever it comes through.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even, they can't hold it. They don't choose to shit. They just shit.
Yeah. And male mice, their urine has
the most
intense smell.
Rick,
and female mice don't smell that bad.
Rick, yeah. Make a timestamp about what Chewy just said. Save that for a sample.
Right? Is that was that sample worthy?
What did I say?
Something about shitting.
They
just shit when
they shit.
Shit
wherever they shit.
Like, and that's like one of the key like Chewy pillars of life.
My house today, I replaced my dishwasher, and the house is pretty clean. But I took the dishwasher out. And who knows how long it had been there for 20 years.
Oh, those guys are from Home Depot? Filthy.
I got the dishwasher from the Sears outlet for like $500 bucks for a decent dishwasher.
Shame. Yeah. No, the old,
I went to Home Depot three times today to buy shit for
you
it.
You take out a dishwasher that's been in place for 10, 20 years, those things are filthy.
Dude, that's the grossest thing I ever saw. There must have been 2,000 pieces of mouse shit.
Black,
old. We've never ever seen a mouse in our house, and there's no shit anywhere in
the house. Yeah, they don't come into your house. They just like go into there.
They need to go anywhere.
What were their previous tenants with that?
Well, they're the same people lived there for like 40 years before we bought the house.
Dude, I've had some old people that like aren't real with it, and you're cleaning for them, and there's mouse shit
everywhere.
Well,
we moved in, and I looked through the house. There was mouse shit in a few places, but not
and
since
they,
we moved in.
They say they see spirits, and they hear noises.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the ghost of their loved one. No, it's rats shitting in your house. Mice. Field mice.
They're like, ghosts smell.
It's the scent of my sister Margaret. It's her perfume. I would swear it.
Gross animals, but you know, cute too.
Mice,
it's debatable.
They're
they're adorable. Are you kidding me?
I like
naked
guinea
the one
pigs.
From Dumbo.
I think those are cute.
That's a cute mouse.
We had mice in the garage.
Have you seen the new Dumbo?
Is that
out yet?
Yeah, I saw it. Took Allison to see
that
when
Allison.
It first came out. Yeah,
nice. Yeah,
it was good.
Haven't gotten to it yet.
Check it out.
Oh, man.
Well,
Imagine your daughter's probably not as excited to see it as mine.
No, she's 12. She's excited if we don't talk to her and let her just do whatever she wants.
Yeah. You want me to go to Dumbo?
God, the next 3 years are going to suck so bad.
You want me to make my own breakfast and eat it?
You can make it. I guess you don't really have to eat it. You just let it sit there.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Ding.
Should we have a quiz?
Oh, do we do that on the show?
It's too busy of a show. Hey, Luke.
What's up?
You have more songs, right?
Yes, I do.
Let's have some Luke songs.
Okay.
Luke, your songs are about your life and your experiences through this crazy little thing we call the human race, right?
Yeah, I think that's all you really can write about, right?
Right.
Or other people's experiences or things you haven't experienced.
And you've gotten a lot of acclaim for using other people's experiences and putting them out in song, correct?
Not so much. No.
No, they're your own?
Well, like I used to be in actual bands as a singer back in the day, and like, well, one was an emo band, of course.
And very successful, yeah. I take it.
I wouldn't go that far. That's why I'm here.
I'm busting your chops, dude.
No,
but that's where you learned all
pop emo.
Yeah, thing. And that's where you learned all your skills to make it as a comic, since those are kind of joke bands.
I
love Jawbreaker. No.
No, they're not.
Yeah, tell that to the girls at
No.
I'm in a band with three other 40-year-old guys who have never done anything of any significance. So, go on, sir.
Okay. Well, this next song, it's
Nick's really talented.
It's about love. You guys like love?
No.
Love it.
Okay.
I'm married. I have kids. Love's just kind of an after effect.
Okay, cool.
Let's hear it anyways.
Fuck love. Who needs that shit anyway? I've got my hand to jerk the pain away. I know I'm gonna blow all over my chest. So fuck love, cause I'm the one who's loving me best.
Yeah.
When you have a girlfriend, get used to watching terrible movies. You wanna hang out with the guys, but you're checking every hour. Get used to her picking fights for no goddamn reason. If it does a compromise, come on and sing along. And fuck love, who needs that shit anyway?
I've got my hand to jerk the pain away. I know I'm gonna blow all over my chest. So fuck love, cause I'm the one who's loving me best. Fuck, 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 fuck love. Fuck love. It sucks. Big cocks. I'm just kidding, I'm so lonely. Will somebody marry me, please? Cause I love love. It's reason enough to wake up. I love love. Holding hands and puppy dogs. And I feel like giving the world a great big bear hug. Cause I love love. And you're the one who's holding me snug. I love love. Love is wonderful.
Woohoo! Aww. Yeah. You could use Timmy Bruce.
So is masturbation.
I was sexual.
Oh, yeah.
That was longer than you got.
Sweatpants yeah, that are was like tight over there.
That was like a full song and everything.
Almost, almost.
Almost, yeah.
It kind of had a bridge and everything.
I do have like a comedy song that's like 4.5 minutes, but that's...
Wow.
That's my longest one.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to play that tonight, okay. Probably.
Did you want to play another one?
Yeah, I can. This one, it's super cheesy. It was actually like a poem. And then I was like,
cheesier,
you know,
like, it is cheesier than
I am
here
a poet. I am a poet. I poet.
Rory has released actual books of poetry.
Okay. Yeah. I,
so.
Well, a lot of my
not,
poems
not in
are
20 fucking years,
but
okay.
It happened.
It yeah. happened.
It happened.
A lot of my poems are like almost converted songs. I,
yeah, well, it's then, all it's all the same kind of lazy, yeah, artistic, intellectual thing.
Yeah, and yeah. Then I had wrote. This really dumb poem, then I'm like, you know what? I can turn this into a song.
There you go. Recycle what you know.
Exactly.
Here I sit, brokenhearted. Came to shit, but only farted.
OG shit.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Tight.
Wow.
So this, the song, it's called Jeans Are Supposed to Be Blue. Jeans are supposed to be blue, it's an indisputable fact. Last time I checked, black wasn't back, and green is envious of the fact that jeans are supposed to be blue. That's indigo denim for you. Yes, jeans are supposed to be blue, there is no better hue. Red and white are great stars and stripes, but blue is the hue. Tailored to you, it's a classic, a tough act to follow. Thrust on this crown, only ring hollow, all of the dyes can die. I hope I've enlightened you to the pure simple truth that yes, indeed, yes, every jeans are supposed to be blue. Jeans are supposed to be blue, that's indigo denim for you. Yes, jeans are supposed to be blue, there's no better hue. Hooray, jeans are supposed to be blue, mom jeans and bell bottoms too. Yes, jeans are supposed to be blue, there's no better you. Is that dumb enough for you?
That's awesome, dude.
Okay.
Nice.
I gotta say, in all the history of the show, you're only the second comic to ever bring a guitar on the show.
Who's the first?
Jim. Fuck, what's Jim's last name? I just saw him at the Pixie show.
Jim Fleming? That's the only...
No. Old Jim. Depressing Jim who sang songs about like his wife leaving him and he'd cry in the middle of the song and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I've just been part of the Reno like comedy scene for about a year, so I don't know everyone.
Yeah, no, Jim...
You don't know Old Depressing Jim?
Old Depressing Jim. No, goddammit, Jim...
He's hilarious.
I don't think Jim listens to the show anymore, but he'll give me shit if he ever
sounds like a very
this.
Funny man.
He was. Yeah. I loved him.
I love old depressing people.
And then there was, like, scene drama, scene deleted, that happened, and then I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
But no, Luke is like far more like put together and energetic.
Well, yeah, he's young and like
he's
not
crying
not
during his songs. Yeah. Although if you throw a crying song into your set, it could really like
he was
some of those songs are pretty depressing.
My sound check song.
Patreon listeners.
You end up in tears. Yeah.
If you want to hear a good sad song.
Oh, the one that's in the super
Patreon,
secret.
Yes.
The Patreon.
Yeah, it's called Platonic Love.
It's another good reason. Just put some money down.
Great segue. Those of you who don't have Patreon miss out on a couple of songs from each of the guests tonight. Yeah. Rick, tell us more about how people can hear some of those songs.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. If you give $5 or more to help us to archive local music and art, we would be happy to send you every week. All the Patreon subscribers who give $5 or more get an additional show, the Sound Check Show, where the band does an extra song. And in this case, on this show, because we had two things going on, both the band and Luke did an extra song.
Aww.
Chewy was there. It was hilarious. You guys missed a great, like, and it's a little, like, short little 5-10 minute thing. It's hella fun.
We're dicking around before we're dicking around.
Yes.
Well, I've been out of town for a couple months, and I've been listening to that every week, and it's pretty awesome.
It's really worth it.
You get it like Tuesday or Wednesday. You get it before the regular show comes out.
Yeah,
you know what's going to be on the show.
Yeah. You get it the day after the show records.
Typically, within
36 hours or something. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. But we would love to do this forever for free, but if you would like to please help us, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. We would really appreciate it.
And also, don't forget to check out our other sponsors like thisisreno.com, your source for all the news in the Truckee Meadows community, whether you're talking Carson or Sparks or, of course, Reno, because this is Reno.
Dude, just this morning I was reading an article on thisisreno.com about the homeless in Nevada and how they did a survey and found out that 80% of the people who are homeless in Nevada are people who are only homeless because of a situation, and they're in and
very
out of homelessness
short amount of time.
In 14 days, and that the other 20% are the chronic people that we need to really try to fix. And so they were like, we should give services on day 15 because most other people will be out of it on day 14. That's where you got to be.
Yeah, most people are going to hustle and not be there.
Right.
There's some real good writing on that website.
The podcast is great. The writing is great. Yeah. Again, I'm also a writer for them too. But,
and they have like event listings, correct?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. You can submit any event that you're a part of or something you're interested in that needs a little publicity and get it out there and on a calendar. This is Reno is definitely one of the things.
I submitted my first show. Like I've just been really busy this month, but I have it bookmarked and I've been meaning to like upload my
get it
and
up
stuff.
There. It's definitely a persistent calendar, and if you're a local business or an event producer, Bob does offer quite a lot of wonderful and affordable advertising options with the site, and that's something you can check out there too. Gosh, what else am I shilling for? Good luck, Macbeth. This is Reno, the podcast, Patreon. I think, does that cover it this week?
Oh, yeah.
Can I?
And then we're all shilling for something.
I was going to use that into a segue.
Lucas. Grime Dog's album just came in. We just got the package today.
It's so good.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Rick.
It's so good, you guys.
The Grime Dog album release show very soon.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Fun as shit.
Well, and since we do have a musical comedian in the room, I wanted to ask, are you familiar with KG or the Tenacious D?
Yeah, Tenacious D, obviously.
The Kyle Gass Band.
Okay, yeah.
The KGB, Kyle Gass Band. Well, Kyle Gass Band is going to be at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor May 18th.
Yeah.
That will also
thank God there's nothing else going on.
Yeah,
tonight.
Totally.
Right, there's nothing going on like Merry Anarchy 15. The weekend of May 17th and 18th, we are actually going to shut down the show for a little bit while the KG band plays, the KGB band plays.
That's double header right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's conveniently located
You do have to buy separate tickets. Sorry, folks. Mary Anarchy does not get you into the big showroom.
No. But what a show, though. You should do both.
Yes, and we're working on what the lineup's going to be. And we'll see what just happens with that, but we're not making any announcements about that yet. But we are happy to announce.
Oh, and Patreon subscribers who heard the lineup last week, it has changed since then.
Not much, just a little bit.
I know one band that.
But I am going to. Oh, I don't have it.
Crap!
Oh, wait a minute! Nope! I've got it. I found the picture. Okay, so Merry Anarchy 15, benefit for Shelby Paxton, is going to be the weekend of May 17th and 18th. Shelby is a great friend of a lot of people in the scene. She's a bartender currently at Sizzle Pie who was in a car accident recently. On Friday the 17th, we are going to have Reno, We Have a Problem, Vague Choir, Heterophobia, Flood Fire, Death Drought, Basement Tapes, Moons of Vega, Todd Ballow, Matthew Hullett, Doyle Stewart, and starting the day will be Nick Ramirez.
Hell yeah, that's all awesome.
Saturday, we're going to launch off with maybe the Princess Brahms, if my daughter brings her Spanish grade up. Tom Plunkett, Zach Ryan, Johnny Harpo, Raksha Paksha, Jr., Wiley Savage, 10x10, One Ton Dooley, Grime Dog, The Shames, Eddie and the Subtitles, Fuck, Dysfunctional, Condemned Innocence, and finishing it off will be Ozymandias.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty fucking rad.
What a fucking great show.
And there will be, yes, a Kyle Gass band and guests in the showroom. Separate tickets will be required. We'll have an art auction, raffle, and food trucks are a question mark at this moment. Hosted, of course, by your own Reverend Rory and Father Nick of the worst little podcast in the world.
Fuck yeah. So Riku's failing Spanish?
Yes, we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to get out ahead.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
I do want to get out
ahead. What's up, Riku?
18th and 17th
Saturday's
and 18th.
Saturday's the 18th?
Saturday's the 18th, yeah. And something Nick and I do want to get out ahead of. It has already been brought to our attention that there are misconceptions or allegations about the circumstances around Shelby's car accident. And as an official stance, until any criminal charges are filed or anything like that, we stand with Shelby. People make mistakes in life, and accidents do happen. That being said, we're happy to help out our friend in a time of need.
Yeah, I just heard about that. That's awesome that it's going to help her out.
Yeah.
I feel better, Shelby.
Oh, yeah. She smashed her foot up and had to have immediate surgery. She's had some shattering in her pelvis that is healing naturally. She's in a wheelchair for a while here.
I ran into her on Saturday. She seems to be in good spirits, though.
Good spirits, but she looks like shit.
Damn. Aww. Sure, she looks
no, we're
fine.
We're hoping for like a great turnout with Shelby. Shelby's a great gal. I've worked with her before. Yeah, I love Shelby, and I'm happy to help out a friend in need.
Sweet.
And that's what it boils down to.
Fuck yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So, lots of love out in the world.
That's the great Nick sample. That's what it's all about.
You like that? That wasn't a Nick sample. That was like Rick talking, I think, right? Was it an example?
Lucas, are you talking right into your mic?
Huh? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
it's
I'm
all
right
about.
Here.
That sounds better.
Yeah, thank you.
Rick, could you give us an example just like since we're talking about
it? I know, you know, I'm confused.
Because when he's talking about blowing
I'm
Tom Brady.
We're confused now.
We're going to, you know, we're going to, and all that's like happening Nick. All that's happening at Jub Jub's, right?
Oh, yeah, it's all at Jub Jub's all weekend long.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great weekend, and we'll talk about the Good Luck Macbeth Gala. That's
I didn't
on the
know
same
we were playing it.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
There will be. And you didn't know
dudes in that shit.
You
too.
Had no idea Grime
we
Dog
didn't
was
know.
Playing.
I don't think the guys know either, but I do now.
All right.
Surprise.
Congratulations.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
You play when we say you play.
If a wormhole could kill us all, could slot in if they needed to, if Grime Dog can't
yeah.
make it.
Ooh. You guys should play a lot of shows in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's coming into summer. It's
yeah,
going to be great.
My Uncle Hurricane's graduating college that weekend. He's going to have a bunch of family in town. I think it'll
Uncle
be fine.
Hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle Hurricane.
Uncle Hurricane. Uncle Hurricane sounds like he'd enjoy that show.
Yeah, I think he's a drummer. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Zimas and Ooh. Fucking
Jolly Rancher Zimas. Zimas and women's.
Oh my god.
Lewdness.
What'd you say there, Nick?
I just suck his dick.
Oh. Well, Nick does it. That a lot. Nick
Uncle
does
Hurricane.
That a lot.
Get yeah. over here.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Bunch
any
of black
rate.
People down there, Rick.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit that. Oh. I meant to hit this.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
Yes.
I agree.
Stick everybody a deserves a good blowjob.
No.
No, that's not true.
Everyone stopped and thought about it for a second.
Do I know somebody who does not deserve a blowjob?
Well, no one like, that one guy, I'm like, no one should suck your dick. You need to wash it first. If you don't wash your dick, no one should suck it.
Yeah.
Dirty and maybe try being a nice person, too.
Maybe don't win the Super Bowl all the fucking time, dickhead.
Oh, that's somebody in particular.
Oh, sorry. I'm just
an attack. Someone you would like to not get oral sex.
Oh, okay. So, well, I guess that's a segue to after this song we have called Swallow the Sword.
Oh, oh that's
yeah. Nice. All right.
Yeah. Good one, Logan.
I had a Suck My Dick song. I was.
Oh! All right, well, no. Back to. We'll
Rochambeau for it, Luke. Oh.
He just had two, though.
Let's Rochambeau for who goes first. Matt and Luke here.
It was, like, literally one I wasn't going to play, but I'm like.
Okay. No, Matt and Luke, Rochambeau here. Two, three. Oh, all right.
You got it.
But you
got
to play it after this.
Okay.
We're going to swallow that sword first.
That's about sucking dicks, right?
Yeah. Swallow the sword.
Yeah. Like circus dick suckers.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
All right, now it's Luke's turn.
Okay.
Your turn.
More blowjob music.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay.
Just go with it.
I had a song that was like, basically all it is me saying suck my dick.
Yeah.
But then.
Punk rock.
I have another song called Family of Whores, which is sort of related. So.
Do what you feel, man.
Yeah, okay. Go with the flow.
I'm feeling Family of Whores. I just wrote it recently.
Sounds cool.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. I usually like pick out someone in the audience.
Do they have a name?
Like,
pick me. Pick
okay,
me.
Okay, Rory, this is about your family.
Thank you.
Yeah, get down. Get down.
Now right. It's personal.
Your mother sucks so many. Hold on. Your mother sucks so many dicks. At least 6 dicks a day. Oh, that's what they say. Your father does ass play for $50 an hour. He'll be a sweet escape. Sister's on the corner of 4 while your brother's giving hand jobs in the park. You come from a family of whores. In the family business they always need more workers. You're from a family of whores. So why won't you dog while I watch? Why not?
Right on.
Magical.
I do have enough family members to fit that bill, yes.
Okay. Oh, yep.
Cool. It was great. I've met Rory's whole family, so I was picturing it.
Luke has a dog.
I have dogs too.
Let's make it happen.
This has been great, you guys.
They didn't offer you a job with the family company.
This
Rory.
Is my favorite episode.
Didn't you say you're a reverend or something?
Yeah. We're not gonna real things talk.
Only fake news here.
I now have a job that I don't want to talk about on the podcast. We'll just say it, ladies and gentlemen. I have a big boy job that I don't want to talk about in public. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for your support these last 9 years.
The reverending and whoring is not paying the bills.
No, and neither is the poeting or the bending.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Not quite you, paying the bills. Awesome. Paying the extra drinking money for sure, but not the bills. So. With the two kids, you got it.
Yeah, you can whore on the side.
Oh, yeah, it's a side gig.
Yeah.
Side gig.
And when you retire,
there's
you'll
even
have
a spot
whole bunch
to put
of free
it on
time.
Your taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
No, this is my favorite show in like a long time. This is fun. Yeah.
Mine, too.
It's good. It's so nice to be back.
I love the chaos. The fire. So, who, okay.
Do you guys have one more song?
You guys have one more, and how many do you have left? You got a
I have a few more. Well, it depends on how long we want to go. Honestly.
I know. What are you feeling?
I could use a little bit more lube, but I could go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
He's a trooper.
Hey, can we get some more beers in this room?
Yeah, I could use
I think that's the lube that
he's
we're
got the desensitizing lube.
When my leg shakes, means I'm,
there's some dehydration happening.
You should hire a kid to get us beers.
Is there an intern or anything?
No, we have no. I can go.
I'm already downstairs.
Don't you have a non-speaking guest in that room?
Yeah, no, he's not in here anymore. He left a while ago. I don't know where he went.
If you guys are playing a song, like I can run downstairs.
No, we want you to play while somebody gets
it. Oh, okay. I'll get
beers. I'm already down here.
Okay.
Okay.
You're the best.
How many?
Hey. I forgot about you, Billy.
Everyone forgets about the drummer.
Billy, like 100 is what we
know.
Fuck you guys.
Billy, hurry it up.
Like 4?
Okay. I'll find him. I'll be up.
All right.
And get
there's some
back
in the garage.
Down there in the basement.
For your last song. I hope you're still not listening, because you should be on your way. So all right, Luke, you've got this show coming up this coming weekend here.
Yep.
Samson Kolitkar?
I think it's Kolitkar. Yeah.
Kolitkar. We'll just say it real fast. It'll sound
that's
great.
8 p.m., April 26th at the Reno Improv.
Excellent.
On the corner of Willow and Wells.
Excellent. And then coming up after
May
that.
May 18th, nothing else is going on at that night. So
Mary
you can
Anarchy.
Come out to
like, yeah, like Mary Anarchy.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and that is a
no, but hey, if you are,
it's right. It's really right around the corner.
We do have listeners and friends who do live in the Fallon area, so check it out. It's the Barracks Bash Comedy After Party, featuring Luke Westberg and starring Brian Lee with special guests. Paul Spock, hell yeah. Good folks you got there.
And a couple other just quick mentions. May 20th. We got P.K. Hutchinson at Imbibe.
Paul? P.K. Paul. I know P.K. from a long time. A ginger. A ginger fella.
Yes.
Ginger comics.
I just learned like a couple nights ago that he's a musician. And
Paul's been a big part of the Reno performing art scene for a long
hilarious.
Time.
He's hilarious. And then May 23rd, we have a show with John Pridmore. At Alibi and Truckee.
Nice.
And then the 24th of May, we have John Pridmore at the Reno Improv. So
hey.
That's what we got going on.
Oh, hey.
Please,
check out Dead Panda Comedy Troupe. Yeah. Dead Will Panda do. Comedy it's, Night. You got a Facebook page?
Yeah, at Dead Panda Comedy. That's all it is.
Excellent. Thank you, brother. Thank you, drummer man.
One more?
Sure, one more.
Sorry, I'm handing out your beers, man.
Oh, that's what I get them for.
Beers are for drinking.
That's my Patreon contribution.
Yep.
It's a podcast.
For 8-9 years now, I've been buying $10 worth of beer every week.
Yep. And that's why you get the special show.
Yep. I do have a song about drinking.
That's why I don't feel guilty about hearing it.
Feel free to throw it out, man. Man. Do you have any songs about pot?
No.
That's probably a better idea. Yeah.
Oh, Billy, come back with the pin.
420's over, though, right?
Yeah, man.
It's never ever. No,
it's all. It's every don't day, brother. That. It's what? A lifestyle.
It happens twice a
day.
Yeah, keep it heady, man.
Oh, yeah, it's all you, Luke. It's your
segue. You're just like all staring
at me.
Do it,
like, keep it
you heady. Time.
I got to get consent. I'm a modern man, you know. You gotta say yes.
Consent can be
Luke,
revoked
you may
at any
play
time.
A song.
Amen.
You can play.
Okay,
I'm giving you my consent right now.
Okay, sounds good. This song is called Drinkin'. My girlfriend.
Oh, wait. No, I'm taking my consent back.
Shit.
All right, now you have it again. All right.
My girlfriend, she just left. I guess that makes her my ex. I'm going drinking. I'm going drinking. Forget all the shit. Gave up 10 days of my life for a paycheck that's just light. I'm going drinking. I'm going drinking. Forget all the shit. Drinking the sunny Fiji water, Evian, Aquafina, Agua. A nice mountain, San Pellegrino. Let's have some Walmart brand. Great value bottled water tonight. Let's all go drinking. Drinking water. For this thirst. Cottonmouth the worst.
You read some catchy ass little joke tunes.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Some deals, dude.
Like, I see. No, I'm watching these other three guys. They're like, fingers are itching to play along with you.
What's the key? What key are we in?
Like, I'm literally taking my first guitar lessons starting next month at the community.
Bullshit. Shut up.
Well, like, I'm self-taught, so I probably do everything completely incorrectly.
Oh, like
sometimes
my Spanish.
That helps.
And me too.
I don't know how to read music.
Guitar teacher.
I don't know how to play.
Just ear. Playing is playing.
Yeah.
You play quite
sounds
well.
Good and it's funny.
I'm self-taught too, and you play way better than I do. Okay.
But yeah, if you guys feel like next time I do a song, jumping in, that's fine by me.
Tell me the key, I'll back you up, man.
So this next one, I just play... like a C.
And that's a
literally.
Yeah, a C and A. Yeah.
Just two chords.
This is what bad rehearsal with Lucas is like.
Two
you guys can be Luke and Lucas.
Two
Luke
chords and the faint truth. Let's do it.
Okay. Song, it's Who Hates Their Job? Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to admit
actually,
that
right? Take this
no,
job
I
and
just
it.
I just actually started like my job. I just I started my new job and I really love it.
Several of my clients are in the room. I have to say I love my job.
This is the first job where I've actually had an office. So
yeah.
Like,
wow.
Awesome.
You have an office, loser?
I have an office. It's down in the basement, though.
Still, you have an office.
You can take your stapler basement. And you never
I live with Freddy Krueger down
there. Cool. Do you have a red swing line?
Yeah, Candyman hanging out with
it's in the boiler room.
A red swing line
yeah,
stapler?
Yeah, Candyman's down there. Don't look in the mirror, dude.
That's my stapler.
Spencer, do I remember correctly that you're the only drummer? Because every drummer like racks their fingers and they start bleeding in the middle of a song and they get blood all over their drums.
Oh, yeah, that used to happen to me all the time.
But you were setting up your drums and you had actually written blood.
Yeah,
it just said blood
in
blood.
Just so you know, it's blood.
I love that. And you have an office.
Yeah,
he has an office now. Look at him.
Hey, there's hope for everybody.
Purse. Blood. State employees, blood. Yeah.
If I have blood, I may write the word blood with it.
Oh.
Okay, so.
All right. The song is called 40-Hour Week Job. Oh, I've got a 40-hour week job, and it feels like a hand job from somebody wearing a sandpaper glove. Please slow down now, cause I'm about to blow this whole effing place up with my sawed-off shotgun, shooting at pedestrians known as my co-workers. Oh, I've got a 40-week job, but it feels like a hand job from somebody wearing a sandpaper glove. I'm starting to chafe, yeah, I'm starting to bleed. Oh yes, I effing hate this place. Oh yes, I'd like to be displaced. Say yes, I effing hate this. Say yes, I effing hate this. Oh yes, I fucking hate this place. Place. I'm just kidding. I don't even own a gun. Be good to each other.
That was 40-hour-a-week job with a bullet on the charts. Coming up next, we've got a lovely story about a woman and her dog named Fifi.
Wonderful.
Fifi. I can't come out of an up-tempo record and have a
fucking dead dog. Oh, my God.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain. Where are those pictures I was supposed to see?
I don't want to talk about a dead dog as an upbeat song.
Fucking dog dying.
God damn it. Like, that's what people want to listen to on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And the whole time that's happening, it's Shaggy's voice.
Right. It's still like, yeah, I mean, Casey Kasem outtakes are some of the best because he was a bitter old dick.
He was a pretty good cusser.
It was a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad day. We've all had those. All
right, we got an update from our guest that disappeared. He says, had to go home. Thanks for inviting me. Always great to see you guys. You sound great. Give Spanky my best and tell Del Mar no hard feelings. No hard feelings, Del Mar.
Hey, Del Mar.
And hey, Spanky.
No hard feelings.
Is that your
very
nickname?
Touchy.
That is my Grimes nickname. I will forever be a Grimes.
Dude, that's
true.
That's what keeps it sexual.
That's all you guys got to do to be Grimes family, too.
That's Rick's bike gang nickname.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Rick and I are in a bicycle gang together.
Oh,
bicycle.
Cool. Man.
Not a moped gang.
Like no. Like,
it started with bikes, and then we ended up just snuggling.
You know, he's Spanky, and I'm Rusty.
A bedtime gang?
Wolfman.
I'm Rusty at it. You got to show me.
Rusty.
Wolfman Grimes. He's called me Spanky ever since fucking seventh grade.
So you're Spanky Grimes?
I've always been Spanky.
Spanky Grimes.
Damn.
Two-man bicycle gang, Mikey and Rusty. Look out.
I'm watching out.
It's bicycle or tricycle?
It's not gay.
No.
No.
We kicked ass.
Another story.
The tricycle.
And we were very happy.
Yeah. Sexually.
You always get to be Rusty.
We were very gay and very happy.
It was a tandem, right? That was the idea?
Keeping other things in tandem.
Bicycle
built bicycle.
Too.
That's it. We're good, right?
I think let's close out the show and let the wormhole take us to the next quadrant of the universe.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody listening. Great.
Welcome to the Outer Limits.
Look forward to hearing all
Luke,
the music from you.
Real pleasure meeting you. Hopefully, who booked you, Kim?
Booked me.
How did you get booked on the show?
I just messaged someone on Facebook.
Awesome.
I have no idea.
It all works out perfectly.
Yeah, Rick's house is so welcoming.
You just seem
so great.
You seem a little overwhelmed. It's cool. I hope you had a good time here.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this. I thought it was just us, and then like these guys are gonna play Ace. So. But when there's like,
no, this is awesome. This is cool, man.
There's a lot of free form.
And this is our only song with vocals.
Ooh.
Compliments Matt Bodie.
All right.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, please check out all the great events your town has going on for it this weekend. One of which being One Ton Dooley, the Grimtones, and the Shames.
Shit.
On the 28th the Black Label Poker Run with Jub Jubs. That's going to be a lot of fun here.
That's going to be fucking
great.
Is that next weekend or the weekend after? I don't remember. Okay. Yeah,
this
weekend.
That is 6 days away, yeah.
Yeah, that's this weekend. Shit.
6 days away for us, not for the
audience.
Yeah,
it's like 3 days away for you.
Unless you're listening on Friday, then it's one day
away. That is tomorrow. And then if you're listening on Sunday, you missed it. So please check out that show. That's going to be a lot of fun. Cadillac Kim is going to have a blog post with all of her picks for all of the great events going on this week. Kim is the best.
We love you, Kim.
Yeah. Miss you, Kim.
Miss you. And Nick says hi, and he loves you, everybody, too. So for Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Dogwater Dick, Kim, all the interns, and everybody here at The Worst Little Podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short, and we love you.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Facts, I try to come up for air. I'm up or I'm down. Another wave comes crashing over. I'm about to see the light. And then you give me CPR and bring me back to life.
Don't look at me.
Fuck yeah.
Do you want another weapon with that car, Ariel?
Dogwater Studios.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
My parents say I'm never right, even when I am.